This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Is everyone else here?
Is everybody here?
Okay, you're Sean. That's Sean.
That was Sean talking.
Who's asking?
It's Hayes.
Hayes, is everyone here?
You didn't recognize my voice? I've been talking a lot.
Okay. It's not a contest. I've been talking a decent amount myself.
Is Kevin here?
Kevin's here. Hi, boys.
Who's that?
This is Kevin from Hollywood Handbook and Hollywood Handbook, the pro version, the producer.
Okay, so we are trying something, and that technically fulfills the requirements of Try Month.
Mm-hmm. We're trying something new, and all we said we were going to do on Try Month is try.
All
so
it
let's
says.
Try this out.
That's all it says.
Trying it out.
And I'll admit that this is what, the second week of Try Month, Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It has already been such a disaster.
I think we're about to experience an upswing right now.
During this episode?
Yes.
We can talk about some of the obstacles that we have faced, personnel, and as we go forward in this episode. But first, I want to talk about what we're trying. So far, I find it very interesting. It's intimate, more intimate, yet somehow also very alienating, very scary.
Is that you, Hayes?
This is still Hayes. This is Hayes talking the whole time. We're
Perfect.
Doing an episode in the dark. This is a sort of a time-honored theater tradition dating back to the times when theater has always been at night. And back in when like other cultures would do theater would always be in pitch darkness. And everyone imagine all the crazy stuff that was happening.
Theater, originally, there were no props, stages, costumes. It was such a bare-bones activity that actually it was more enriching in many ways because so much of the action took place only in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, speaking of theaters and all this, I just want to say my idea for making this feel more tri-month relevant, and I was shouted down pretty aggressively, but...
That was all one person? That was all Sean?
Sean talking now.
It sounded like
voice
the way you were talking sounded like you were... Someone was interrupting you because were talking, and then you said, I just want to add, but
I'm allowing my mind to go where it goes, and that's been very freeing about this experiment, but... I did think that, you know, Tri-Month, we usually try to get really big guests. And in a way, because we are recording in the dark, because we live in the dark, we are adopting the dark. Therefore, our guest is the Batman, unofficially. And this is sort of the Batman episode. Mm-hmm. And if anybody... You know, and we have some guests, but if they want to talk about the twisted games that the Riddler likes to play, some of the, you know, I don't want to diagnose him or anything, but some of the sickness that he's suffering from, we can get into that, and maybe that'll get some more earballs on this whole thing.
So we do want to introduce the guests that we have for this episode. They've both done the show many times. They are beloved institutions on this program, and
you know it belongs in an institution is that Riddler.
It's Tom Sharpling and Julie Klausner are here.
Oh,
hi Sean, hi Hayes,
Julie,
T-
Tom.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to tell you, wait, speaking of Joker, wait till you get a load of these Jokers.
Wait till they get a load of me.
You're at
being
the table.
So serious.
I'm telling you, these are the guys I've been telling you about. Mm-hmm. The one is a first class wackadoodle.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, you think, oh, he's Mr. Normal.
He's the straight guy.
He's as weird as the other one.
Yeah.
And then they got this kid working on a thing where you think he's basically like a caricature of like a white dork.
Right. Two screwballs and a pea pod.
Who is but this?
Julie.
Tom?
This kid is as weird as the day is long. It's
so
three jokers.
Three screwballs. Three jokers.
Yeah.
And it's Joker's Wild.
I wanted to call the show Three Weirdos.
Who can everyone say who it is?
I don't understand the question.
Yeah, I'll say it. It's Tom and Julie. They're here. Or we're saying just who we are?
Well,
my name's Tom.
This is Sean.
Can I have a very belated response to you saying Three Weirdos as a show?
Uh-huh. Three and a half weirdos.
I was thinking if Spike Jonze directed it,
mm-hmm.
and not Spike Jonze, like the cool one, Spike Jonze, the like, that's a musical instrument.
Yeah.
He would name it the movie that Spike Jonze made, which was, ready? This is a compliment, Three Kings.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, like
he did
that.
Make that.
Yeah.
That's really nice. I wanted to call it Three Weirdos. Hayes wanted to call it Two Men and a Little Baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just hard with this being in the dark to.
You know what these guys are thrown?
Keep track
because
of stuff.
They're doing an episode of A Hollywood Handbook. I guess the closest comparison I could make would be for when they do the Modern Family reboot.
Yes.
And Eric Stone Street is holding out.
Yes.
No Cam.
Can everyone hear me?
May I? I know that I'm a guest, but sometimes I can't help, you know, I can't take off my host hat. Sometimes my host hat is crazy glued onto my hair.
You're a natural host. It's your energy.
So
I don't begrudge that.
I just wanted to say in a log line, when Sean and Hayes say that we're in the dark, what they mean is our cameras are off. We're all on Zoom and we can't see each other.
And the lights are off. You guys all have your lights off.
Everybody turned their lights off as well. And it's
and I can't see anything on the like on my screen. Like we're all in like total darkness, right? I mean, this is like the tradition that we're trying to draw from, you know, starting with ancient theater, but then like
leading all the way up to a certain puzzle loving madman lurking in the shadows.
If this is a cowboy TV spinoff, I did not agree to that.
Oh, someone listens.
Well,
oh no, it's him. It's the character.
Right?
That's
no, we actually stopped doing cowboy TV. We have a cool new show
and we can't
called
do
The Country
voices.
Divided. Yeah.
Yeah, and we can't do voices on this one. That would be too.
We're mutual fans of each other.
Ain't that the truth?
It's pretty exciting. This really is like a summit of greatness.
It's special. It really is special.
It's Mount Funnymore. It's Mount mm-hmm. Funnymore.
It's Mount Funnymore.
It's Mount mm-hmm. Funnymost.
Most.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
And ironically, Donnie Most is not on Mount Funnymost. But he should be. Ralph Mouth.
Who was that? Hayes. Was it the same person Hayes. Talking about Donnie
Mouth? I think
Mouth
that was Kevin. I think Kevin had
Did, Kevin
in with
said
the
Ralph
Mouth,
Mouth at the end. Oh, the
he
whole Donnie Mouth thing was Kevin? Okay.
Yeah.
Sounded like a different person might have
hey,
said
Hayes,
Ralph
Hayes.
Mouth.
Hayes.
Yes. Can you hear
Boo.
Me? Can you
Boo.
Guys hear me?
I'm right behind you. We're right behind you.
Sean.
And like I'm able to
Tom, wait, Tom, sorry.
What's that?
Guys,
what's
hold
that,
on.
Julie?
It is scary,
Tom,
but
hold Sean, Hayes, sorry. Tom.
What's that?
You scare Hayes. I'll scare Sean.
That's perfect.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
And
Hayes.
Everyone.
I am your piano teacher.
I am the ghost of
your scales
of comedy past.
I'm gonna cut off those fingers while you sleep.
My dead business partner.
It's Kevin.
Kevin, my dead business partner.
Let's try to move on with the show a little bit.
Oh, Kevin, this is living.
What is happening? Wait, who's playing that? Is that a real ghost?
That wasn't you, Julie. I thought that was you.
Guys, it's Kevin. Seriously, we should get rolling with the show.
Hey, that's Kevin from The Office. I'm Andy from The Office. What's my game? I don't know.
That was a very well-written character, Andy, from
Andy.
The Office.
Andy just slotted right in.
They went to Cornell.
They figured him out early.
Went to Cornell.
He was weird.
There were no tonal shifts at all.
You say no to Ed? Ed calls, you're going to say...
Didn't Kathy Bates come in with two giant dogs at one point on that show?
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started watching.
You remember it, right?
I started with Robert like California.
This is how many years later, and you still remember Kathy Bates and the giant dogs.
What's the name of the boss before Robert California? What was his name?
David Cincinnati.
No, you're funning me on that. The one guy.
I can't help it.
You mean Michael Scott? Pre-Robert California was Michael Scott.
I saw two episodes with him.
Okay.
Didn't care for it.
Okay.
More of a, I'm a California man.
Mm-hmm. California Tom. He likes Robert.
Now, Julie, I mean, that's a perfect opportunity to plug your...
No reason to, my friend.
Your live show. But no, I'm saying it's no perfect need. Opportunity, but there's no need because...
I'd like to plug it on the secondary market for StubHub and...
The only reason why you might want to plug it is if you're Sweeney Todd and you're doing some scalping.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kevin, can you plug this in? Can you plug this in for me?
God, what do you want, boss?
Laughing it up at the Robert California...
Keep going.
Such a lovely boss. Laughing it up at the Robert California.
I do want to.
Any time of year. Jim and Pam work here.
And now, Kevin, you step in the chili.
Yeah.
And a Mr. Rainn Wilson. He plays a Dwight Schrute. Okay.
Were you thinking of D'Angelo Vickers, played by Will Ferrell?
No.
Was he before? No, he was after. He was
Add
in
more
between.
Air after that.
Yeah.
Give more space after that question in the final version of this.
Okay.
That might be the last thing we hear.
Yeah, before we die.
Yeah.
As Kevin's saying, were you thinking of D'Angelo
light
Vickers?
Goes out.
D'Angelo Vickers.
Vickers. I know what Tom's about to say. I know what you're about to say. Can I say
it? I know.
Do you want to say it at the same time?
Absolutely. Let's say it at the same time.
Ready.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
May your sister share a bunk bed with D'Angelo Vickers.
See, this is the kind of, you can't fake this kind of chemistry.
Do you guys do that? Do you do things at the same time like we do?
We're working on it. Hayes, do you want to do one?
Yeah, we can do one. Just anything?
Should we do May Your Sister Share a Bunk Bed with D'Angelo Vickers?
Well,
that's not how it goes.
Wait, what?
You got to do one out of could be anything.
You're doing cover songs. I thought you were an original band.
Okay, well, yeah.
Do we need to throw out a topic and then
a name?
You want a suggestion?
Yeah, let's throw out a name.
That would be great. We're already improvising.
Okay, so the movie is Panic Room. Panic Room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys, let's see if you come up with the same thought on the count of three.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
I just got
that Dwight Yoakam.
I just suddenly got really scared from what was happening before.
Performer.
Sean.
What?
Hey, that wait, just took what? A while to connect with
Who's
me.
Saying got, that?
Aren't you?
Well, now you I'm getting should a little scared. Be.
Oh, who's that? I don't like that.
I'm
That's scary.
Sean's the harpsichord teacher.
We should talk about the live stream. You all, Double Threat has its 100th episode.
Yeah, we're 100 deep bonanza. On this bitch. We've been doing it
don't say
for
bitch,
a couple
please.
Of years.
We're knuckle deep in this. Oh, my it's a harpsichord. That's right. Play it nice. Stroke them. Stroke the keys. Talk to them. You know, the harpsichord is different than the piano. It's a little more broke. I'm a little broke.
Do one more chord.
Your parents should write me a check one of these days, Sean. So I can buy a candy.
Harpsichord, harpsichord, wow. Harpsichord. Give me that harpsichord. Harpsichord, 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 harpsichord. Come on, where's the harpsichord? Where's that harpsichord? Harpsichord, 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 harpsichord.
I'm scaring you.
100 episodes.
100 episodes deep in this bitch.
Please, please,
knuckle,
please,
knuckle
please.
Deep, knuckle deep in this sugar bowl.
And we kind of look at Double Threat was, you took two giants and you're like, can these giants play together? And look at that. Well, 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 guess what? 100 episodes yeah. later and the giants showed what they can do.
Goliath and Goliath.
Can these it giants is. Play together? That,
yeah.
that ancient question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can these two giants play together?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Finally answered.
And the answer will be revealed on Saturday,
March
12th?
March the 12th be with you.
March the 12th be with you.
And this is what you do. You march on over to your computer and you join us on a live stream. We're going to have a special 100th episode celebration.
Yes. It'll be fun.
Special guests.
You can flame us in the comments.
Yeah, special guests. We do have some special guests.
Can they really do that? Is Brett going to be modding?
Brett's going to be doing some sort of
you should probably get someone to mod.
He's going to be doing some stunt in his driveway, I think.
You might want a whole mod squad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
or our mod family.
Mm-hmm.
No mm-hmm. cam. Got to pay Eric Stone Street his quote.
Mod only knows how I'd stream without you.
Sean, boom. You are pitch perfect, my friend.
Okay. Yeah. Something about the no cam is really giving me the freedom to explore some of these song parodies.
Were you in musicals when you were growing up doing theater, as I assumed you did?
I don't know, Julie. I don't like to talk about all
Come
that.
On, break us off.
He
sucker.
Was.
Break us
give
off.
Me one,
Come
give me
on.
One. Give
he
me
was
one.
The hot, like, standoffish kid who's bad. He was definitely bad, but he was hot. And the theater teacher, like, approached him. Mm-hmm. And
we
was like,
need, yeah, we need yes. somebody with your look,
sure.
with mm-hmm. your energy.
I don't know.
I can work with this. You know, it's a rough ball of clay right now, but I can hue this and.
So it's kind theaters, of like a bad news kind bears, of like stuff? A bad news bears situation.
Maybe you could stop me from getting suspended, and I'll do your stupid theaters.
Did he mm-hmm. sneak up on you with a wig and just like
suddenly it's
yeah.
Rivers
suddenly
belong
Seymour.
Where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly. I've got to be where my spirit can run free.
Oh, Sean, you're all over the place.
I know. I don't know the song.
Gonna find
I'm reading it. I'm reading it.
Of the sky.
Yeah, I was kind of the hot kid.
You were Pippin? Stop lying to me.
Nah,
were you Pippin or no?
Out of here.
Come on, who were you? Tell me who you were.
Was I in Pippin? Come
Conrad
on,
Birdie?
A little bit. I don't know.
Who were you?
Who were you?
You, Sean?
Who were
who
you,
were
Sean?
You?
He was Putin.
I tell you, I was a
He was
wisp.
Putin?
It was. We were going to do Pippin. I insisted on it being Putin.
Oh my god!
Putin yeah. on the Ritz.
Did you sing Putin on the Ritz?
I added it. I added it, and we did it instead of that Charlemagne song about war or whatever.
War is a sign.
Yeah, about war.
Like war or whatever. Don't act like you don't know Pippin well, Sean. You do. That Charlemagne song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we replaced the lead player with Putin.
He even knows he's called the leading player.
Whatever. You know, that they needed someone really hot to play young Putin in this production of Pippin. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hayes, were you in any theater when you were growing up? Did you ever do any musicals?
I was the intelligent jock who the theater teacher was like, we need someone with this like kind of build to play the sheriff in the musical Bat Boy. We need someone who can sing talk. Anyone can sing. All right.
Hold on a second.
Fair point. That's a fair point.
We need someone who can.
Our screens are not on, so I can't see if you two are Googling obscure musicals and their songs and characters now.
Bat Boy the musical?
What? Bat Boy the musical? What are we talking? Comfort and Joy?
Yeah.
Hold me, Bat Boy. That
comfort
one?
And joy.
Joy. Comfort and joy.
Comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. All right, everyone, gather around. Listen up. When Reverend's in town, we got to stick to a pretty tight schedule. So everyone, listen here.
You're reading off the computer screen.
I think this is natural.
Are you serious, Tom?
I think this is just sense memories coming flooding back with this kid, and it's like
from 9 to 12 he does the healing.
Business.
Sheriff, you hush up, and then he'll bless the fields and plows. Tractors too, hush up. Then lunch is at 1:30. Sheriff, what about my Gertie? And then we'll see if time allows. From 3 to 10, the blessing of the cows. Yes, the blessing of the cows. Boy, this preacher's a pro. Gives a heck of a show. Just like Siegfried and Roy, he'll bring comfort and joy. And if nothing goes wrong, if nothing goes wrong, we'll have comfort and joy.
Comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Julie,
well, I'm impressed.
I was in a gender swapped last 5 years. I mean, I played.
Oh my God. Tom.
You know.
Kevin, were you in any shows?
Yeah, actually, I was in, I was the lead in Caligula. My school did a production of Caligula.
Oh, wow. Do you remember any of that, Kevin?
Yeah, we got shut down 5 minutes into the
show. No, the health department showed up, huh?
No, the cops.
Oh, the straight up police. Okay, wow.
Tom, when you do Kevin, it sounds like Kevin, like what's his name? Brian Baumgartner and Kevin Bartelt.
Bartelt, yeah. Mm-hmm. When I do my Kevin Bartelt, I tend to think of Brian Baumgartner. And I imagine, what if he had like a little imp on his shoulder? And that's the that's who it is.
And
that's my Bartelt.
And the truth of the matter is, it's just a skin tag.
It's just one of Brian Baumgartner's skin tags, yes.
That guy has so many skin tags.
Skin tag, you're it.
He can't walk out of a retail store. People are like, come back here. And then he just books it.
Yeah.
And never go to Ross.
Don't go to Ross Dress for Less with Brian Baumgartner.
Mm-mm. That's your whole weekend right there. spent in holding.
Yeah. Should we go back in the changing room? It's communal.
I don't consent to a search. I'm a sovereign citizen. Your nation's laws have no standing here.
This is
you're looking at the United States of Brian.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Pro Version, the boys work on page 4 through the end of the script of Barbara Bush. The man turns away from Mark and walks into the distance. Mark sits there stilly, looking through the money in a sort of awe.
Stilly, stilly.
Check out the pro version, the flagrant ones, and Carl Calls His Cousin at patreon.com/theflagrantones. Also, make sure to buy tickets for Julie's show in Los Angeles, May 1st at hotelcafe.com.
Hollywood Handbook. Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
We haven't heard a lot from Chef Kevin. That's okay.
Some would say it's good.
We can talk a little about this tri-month and how it's been going so far.
So how did it go off the tracks? You seem pretty down on it. Well,
first
how did it...
week, first show. So first of all, this one comes out tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
In 2 hours.
2 hours. So this is week two of Try Month.
Mm-hmm.
Week one, we have Parquet Courts. Great guys.
That was great. They were really funny.
Love Parquet Courts. What a great, like, great musicians. Very funny. Of course, there's only half of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not even the whole band.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't, you know, it's not like the Bangles. Well, we sort of built up with Tri-Month. We had John Hamm mm-hmm. once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember.
It's not like we got Foster the People on here.
I got to say, I think the problem with this is you guys keep saying Tri-Month, and that gives Kevin an out. You got to switch to Do Month.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is no Tri-Month, wow. Only Do Month.
There is no Tri-Month.
Yeah.
And it's fucking Grogu saying that.
Yeah, it's Ooh. Grogu's papa.
And it's adult wow. Grogu?
Grogu's papa.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
Star Wars.
Got it.
So
it's Star Wars.
Now for week two, we have this one.
It's the economy.
Yeah.
Week three, NA so far. One thing, this episode is completely in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
All the lights are off. This could, I just want to say that Kevin Bartelt, you know, this is Kevin Bartelt from Bartelt Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
This is the scion of Bartelt Insurance.
Yeah.
This is the most insured human being on earth.
That's
to say he's more valuable in death than in life.
Yeah.
Is a pretty significant understatement. And so were we to, at the end of this episode,
kill Kevin?
No, we don't kill him at the end.
I'm not going to kill him. Yeah.
Kill him when the lights are off.
And if Kevin was to get croaked during mm-hmm. this episode, then yeah,
all the lights are off. No one would ever know.
And everyone has a motive.
Is this a murder mystery?
We could all have our little characters mm-hmm. so that we're like inhabiting a murder mystery. But then it turns out this should be actually a great idea for a movie. A yeah. murder mystery party where someone dies for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This
yeah.
is reminding me, honestly, of some of the stuff that the Riddler was doing. He played these games. You know what I mean? But the price for losing the game was often someone's very life. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's like a genius, I guess, but he's fucking insane. I'm sorry.
Like Wordle?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't unlike Wordle.
Do you think it's a coincidence that Joker is five letters?
It could be Joker. I would have guessed poker first.
Julie, what's your first Wordle go-to word? You know mine, roast.
And I've been using roast. Time. Sometimes I do great, and then sometimes I do even better.
I could feel it coming.
So this mystery movie, by the way, do you guys like it when we come up with ideas for shows before the show or during?
So this murder mystery.
I like both ways.
Yeah. So we get to pick our characters for this?
Yeah, we each get a character.
Okay.
I'm shocked. You don't serve that.
I
with
do
fish.
Say, my this good
is,
man.
This wine is iodine.
Oh, hey, welcome to the party. Who are you guys?
Do take my coat before you ask me that.
Name's Tony Mafia.
Well, take my coat, Tony Mafia.
Wait.
Hey guys, welcome to my house. I'm Justin Long. I'm hosting the party this evening.
Oh, Mac, eh? I'm more of a PC person.
What's your name, madam?
Mrs. Violin.
Mrs. Violin. Wow. Thanks so much for coming. I just got an invitation saying that I was having a party here, so your guess is as good as mine why we're all here today.
So you're invited and the host?
I guess so. I mean, it's like a little confusing to me. I'm trying to figure it out. It's a little like
I got the same invitation, Except it said
the
I'm
movie
the host.
I was at. I was both accepted to that college and I was the host of that college in a way.
You know, it's been awfully quiet. Is that gentleman with the mustache? The crowbar.
Good tidings to all of you. I am the Duke of Ghostbuster, and I am here. I just came from safari. And my walrus mustache makes me go.
I actually just came from Sephora. Was getting some beauty products.
Oh, wow.
Is that what you said, or what did you say?
Are you the same? This is still Tony Mafia?
Tony Mafia, yeah.
Oh, I've been poisoned! I've been poisoned!
I ate a croque madame. And I hope that madame doesn't croak, by the way.
I've been poisoned, I mentioned.
Hmm?
I say, clunk.
Young man, didn't I see you in a movie once?
Me? Yeah. I've been in a couple movies. I mean, I don't know about once. I've been in a few.
Some sort of fake college was the premise. I saw it on a
Yeah,
on the
I
QE2.
Was talking about it just a second ago. Accepted. It was making me think about it because the idea of being both invited to a party and the host, I accepted myself into my own college.
No. It wasn't accepted. That wasn't what it was called.
The movie that I was in where it was a fake college? Yeah.
Yeah.
I promise
you. No,
you
were in a fake
called.
College, but
It was the South Harmon Institute of Technology, which
was it called like, admissions?
It was not called admissions. It was called accepted. My character is named Bartleby Gaines. And we made a fake website. We had a guy like be the dean. And
the chap who played Alan Gregory was in that as well, I believe.
Jonah Hill was in it.
Jonah
yes.
was in it. Isn't he? He's dressed up as a hot dog or something in the commercial. He says, "You want to touch my wiener or something
yes.
like that? You're going to love my wiener or something."
I liked PCU before I was poisoned.
Okay. PCU. Now that's a college movie. Ooh. Makes accepted look like
rejected.
Higher learning. Okay. That's better.
Hey, I'm the maid.
And we do, I guess we would, I mean, is...
Nobody cared that my character was murdered.
No, because it's not you that's gonna, it's supposed to be murdered.
Yeah, Kevin. The whole point is Kevin has to get murdered, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
No,
again?
It's...
I don't
please,
think she's
don't,
dead.
We don't have to start any. Oh, Chef Kevin, like, you're here as well. Like, welcome
to
the
it,
party,
got it,
Chef
got it,
Kevin.
Got it, okay, thank you, good note.
Hey, everyone. Sorry I'm late. I brought my friend.
Is it Darius?
No, it's my new friend, Al Dente.
Hey, nice to meet you. Oh, Tony, is that you? Look at the two of us, both here.
Big handshake.
Okay.
Hey, have you guys seen Avenue 5? Is that going to get picked up for a season 2 or what?
Avenue
5?
Q?
What's Avenue 5?
Hugh Laurie, Josh Gad, Andy Buckley.
Peter Laurie?
Oh, yeah. Avenue 5.
Zach
yes.
Woods is in that spaceship comedy.
I haven't watched... me and my brother both got COVID right at the beginning of the pandemic. This is like March 20th, 2020.
Oh, yes.
And we both got COVID at the same time. And since then, I haven't been able to see so good.
I got COVID. I was seeing the Impractical Jokers movie in a theater. Got it the first day it was available.
You did, Baron von Ghostbuster, you got COVID the first possible day?
I did.
Wow.
They call me an early adapter.
I heard Murr stole the show.
Wow, you also like the Impractical Jokers?
That's just what I heard, Justin.
And Chef Kevin, are you still here?
Al Dente is bringing his friend, Pal Dente.
Someone really needs to kill him.
Seriously.
Needs to kill Kevin. Someone has to kill Kevin.
My whole plan, can I say something? My name's Tony Mafia. Most of my plan was so I poisoned the deviled ham. So at one point, a while ago, maybe
try the deviled ham.
Maybe 8 minutes ago, I go, "Hey, try the deviled ham." Completely unacknowledged, and you know, whatever. I got no ego about it. Just let it hang out there. But that was, now you're going, oh, somebody's got to kill Kevin. Well, somebody, me, had been trying. The ham, you know, ultimately would allow Kevin to meet the devil face to face.
Well, shove it down his throat like you would a cat.
Well, that's it. Well, that's not exactly a murder mystery, is it, then, Miss Violin? That's more of just an out and out.
That's Mrs. I'm off limits.
Okay, all right. Yeah, wasn't even gonna try. Okay, so you know what? You're the one who made a big production about
Tony. Just try it. Now all you have right. to try a little bit.
It's try month, Tony.
All right, Mrs. Violin. Look, I know you're a married woman, but
here we go.
I got a Studebaker outside with a big back seat.
Oh yes.
Wait, are you accepting?
Yes.
Now, this feels like I got tricked.
No! Consent!
Hey, God. Al Dente.
Hello.
Help me out here.
Hey, Tony. Just an update for everyone. Avenue 5 did get renewed for a season 2 February 2020.
Oh, it happened.
9 episodes.
Wow, okay.
Let's see, 5 times 9, carry the 1. Equals station 11. Sorry.
Wow.
Tangent.
Wow.
What, so.
Hey, are we fucking?
Mrs. Violin.
Are we fucking or not?
I guess before we get into that, I was curious why you're saying station 11.
Because I like it.
Okay, can't fault you there.
Yeah, you watch a lot of TV, Mrs. Violin.
Not really.
Just Impractical Jokers at
I never
11.
Said I just know about it.
You she
just
heard about
who
it.
Murr is.
She doesn't.
You haven't yes. removed
feel for the culture
glasses from your eyes the whole time you've been
no
here.
No
I'm surprised.
Taking my coat either.
Okay,
Kevin, can you take her coat?
Can I wear
Thank
it?
Thank you. I don't care if you stick it up your ass.
Okay, Mrs. Violin. You're just very aggressive, you know?
It's
like
so
it's
nice
going
to
against.
Be out of, it's so nice to be out of the house.
Look, my good man, fetch my itchy. Musket. Fetch my musket at once.
Okay.
Kevin, can you fetch his musket?
Al dente, pal dente, I don't give a hoot.
Catch.
You don't throw
don't,
a musket.
Don't throw a musket. You know, that's not how you handle a musket.
You simpleton.
Why was your musket already here? I just got to this house. I've never seen this before. As far as I knew, this was Justin Long's house. Like, how was your musket
I just
waiting
came
for you in the other
from
room?
From Safari. I just came from Safari.
Okay.
That's where he got his mustache.
Right. Okay, sorry, I'm losing track. It's just so dark in the house. I can't see
Kevin
anyone.
Kevin Bartelt, he comes from a fine lineage. But he's like 10 pounds of stupid in a 5-pound sack.
Can I say wow. something that I think is going to be relevant to specifically to Kevin? And he may kill himself, actually. We won't have to do anything. I of course, am Tony Mafia. I happen to have just gotten a text from Mr. Sean Clements that his recording device says card full.
Oh.
Now, I don't know when that message came on. I don't know how long that's been happening, but it can't be good for us.
Does it let you know when it filled up, perhaps? Mid-interview with Jamie Loftus?
Okay, seems like a loaded specific.
Speaking of loaded, why aren't my tits out yet? I thought we were going to do it.
How is that, speaking of loaded?
Yeah.
Are they like loaded in some way?
Okay.
They're you know what? They're loaded with sex.
Oh, and I see you have a brassiere with loaded baked potatoes on covering each bazoo. Okay,
they're more loaded than Herbie.
You can't. I get the expression. You can't be more loaded than Herbie. Herbie's fully loaded.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just realizing. So,
go ahead.
Before we like if Kevin were to die in this episode. March has 5 Tuesdays in it.
Right.
So we have this one, then we have 3 more. The one we have next week, I would say, can and probably will fall through.
We're not available. We're doing our live stream.
Yeah, we'd love to come and do a
That was going to be my next thing, was that if you guys just come back and do it again.
We can't. We have to do our show.
By far the best option we have. So we have number 3, which has bailed multiple times and probably will again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have 4 and 5 just completely wide open, right, Kevin?
5's locked and loaded. Musket.
And who is
loaded?
It? Who is it, Kevin?
Stop
saying loaded around Mrs. Violin. We're just going to end up in this
room. It's too exciting.
Kevin, bleep out who number 5 is.
Sean and Hayes don't know who it is either, so I can't share.
Who is it?
Chevin's little secret.
Tom Sizemore.
He calls himself Chevin now because that's what when
he goes but, to the
Scott
Chevron.
Ackerman stole our concept. He combined it into Chevin, and now Kevin likes that better.
Right.
He's trying to get back into Earwolf. Is basically what's happening, and this has been the writing on the wall for a long time.
Yeah. Go for it, Kevin.
I thought the writing was on the table.
Run along, little boy.
I thought the writing was on the table.
Run back to high school, little boy.
Can you guys put in a good word at Forever Dog?
No.
No, we can't.
Come on. You know
they
Brett.
Actually can't.
Kevin,
they
why don't you go back? Go back to Earwolf. Clean up that weird Anthony Davis billboard that has been up for 4 years that is rapidly decaying.
It's moldering. Yeah.
It is. And what was the code again? 7528? Was that it?
They just changed it, Tom.
Mm.
And they deleted my email. Thanks for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Sometimes I go through memory lane.
Tell me about it.
Big pour of wine.
Yeah, I'm just taking a walk through memory lane. You know how you walk through lanes?
You scroll with your trackpad.
Yeah, Kevin. Look, Kevin, I like you. I like you. We've like always you liked you.
I love you.
I like you. I do like you. I take love seriously, and I don't want to say love you yet, because when I do finally say it to you, and I will say it someday, I want it to mean everything that it should mean. You know what? Screw it. Kevin, I love you.
Yes. I love you. I love you, Julie.
Aww.
Thank
you, Kevin. That's really sweet.
Thanks.
Now, what are we going to do about this?
I was worried a little guy. I didn't hear Sean for a while. I was worried that
he's all fulled up.
The card is full.
My card's full. I don't want to waste any.
Okay. Your dance
really
card is
funny
full.
Stuff.
Well, look, he's a card. He's a joker.
Exactly.
And that joker is all fulled up.
He's the wild card is full.
Yeah.
Of beans.
I was doing my when I was talking about how nobody should kill Kevin because we need him for the last couple episodes, I was kind of like, I have this little knife and I was kind of just like sticking around with it where I thought Kevin was. Because then I thought people were listening would like never think it was me because I was talking about how Kevin needs to live.
Mm-hmm.
But then Sean wasn't talking for a while. I got really scared.
I got stuck
with the knife. Yeah. Well, thank you for being worried about me and all this talk of everyone loving each other, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sean.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too, Tom.
I just got a text from Kevin. It says, don't say this on the air, but guest for episode 5 is Tuco. Okay. Well, that's cool.
Oh my God. Congrats, guys.
Tuco?
Tuco from Breaking Bad.
From Breaking Bad season
two. That's so cool. That's so cool.
That's holy amazing.
Wow. Shit.
I actually wrote a spec. I wrote a spec for a show called The Other Tuco.
Yes. Yes.
That's the only. That's the right response.
Tuco.
Yeah, I wrote a spec called Tuco and Bernie. It's Bernie Sanders and Tuco
from Breaking Bad.
From Breaking Bad, but they're doing that like cool funky walk.
What's the funky walk?
From Tuco and Bernie. All the promos for that animated show where the birds are doing that really funky walk.
Okay.
Their like legs are like long promos in front of them.
I was hoping that it would be the Bernie meme and Tuco and Bernie would be sitting next to each other with their arms crossed wearing mittens.
Were the mittens on?
Yeah.
Epic.
They are like that. Their upper body is like that. And then their legs independently are sort of doing these long
steps. Wide open and bottomless.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wide open and bottomless.
Okay. I loved The Other Tuco.
Thank
loved
you.
That.
I worked hard on it.
But Julie giveth and Julie taketh away.
Are you giving me notes?
No, I'm not giving you notes. I'm narrating my own experience, which is every rose has its thorn, Julie. And for me, it is your refusal to stop sexualizing Bernie Sanders on this podcast. And we've edited it out in previous experiences, episodes, whatever you want to call them. I think of it as an experience when you two are on.
Thank you.
I don't think of it as a product to be enjoyed by others. I think of it merely as something that I live through. Mm. But
it's kind of like life a little bit, isn't it?
It is life. It's real. It's real life.
An experience that you live through in that way. Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like life.
Yeah.
Bernie is zaddy.
Okay. Okay. All right. Just get it all out now. Just do the whole thing. Go all the way through it.
Sean, I busted. I'm done. I'm done, baby. I'm done. Yeah.
Congratulations. That must feel really good.
Hey, thanks.
That must have felt fucking awesome.
It did.
Good. I'm glad.
Great. I'm glad you're glad.
Good. What I want is for all my friends, and I'll say this, we've all said it, we love each other, and what I want is for all of my friends to bust.
And of course, the one show that nothing is on video, somebody busts.
Right?
Of course.
That's
and we've been saying that's the next frontier of podcasts.
Yes, of course.
This video busting.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Probably how I did it.
I know. This episode is kind of like if they're trying to do like a Modern Family reboot and Eric Stone Street is more focused on, he doesn't want to do episodic anymore. No Cam.
No Cam do, he says. When they ask him if he wants to return to the flock.
Yeah.
Julie, is your show part of Netflix's A Joke Fest or is it designed to undermine it?
It's definitely not part of it. It's okay. I'm the sharks to Netflix's jokes jets, which I know is a reference Sean knows because I'll bet he was Tony in West Side Story at one point, or maybe Riff.
Tony,
I don't
Mafia,
know.
Basically,
he was Tony Mafia.
He was Tony Mafia
on Hollywood Handbook. How many episodes deep are you guys? How many episodes deep are you guys?
I don't need to hear that right now. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.